The Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals has granted a stay for Richard Glossop, who was to be executed today. The court was responding to Glossop's attorneys, who say they need time to look over new evidence in the case. The Glossop case stands out because the star witness is implicated in the murder and got a life sentence in a medium security prison for cooperating, even though the witness has reportedly claimed he committed the crime Glossop is sentenced to die for. Convicted twice, the evidence against Glossop relies heavily on the testimony from this witness, Justin Sneed, testimony disputed by Glossop's attorneys. Brian Hardzinski, reporter and host for KGOU Radio, says this case has already made Oklahoma a showcase for a new debate over the death penalty.
There have been some state officials that have accused this of being nothing more than a public relations campaign. It really didn't get going until just a few months ago, and they're wondering where these people were 2 years ago. And they're saying it's more about abolishing the death penalty in Oklahoma rather than actually proving Glossop's innocence.
And that's exactly the position of Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater.
This is crap. You want to do something in the legal, in the courts? Let's do it in the courts. That's where we operate. Let's do something in the courts. Let's argue it like lawyers. If you guys are lawyers and you're not a bunch of PR campaign people, then let's do it the way we do it.
And I suspect that District Attorney Prater doesn't have much sympathy for people like Susan Sarandon, who are speaking publicly about this case, right?
Right. I mean, Prater's argument has been if the defense's case was solid, they would be going through the courts rather than through the media. Both Prater and the governor's office have said that they're only finding out about all of this purported new evidence through the media and press conferences rather than meetings with the defense attorneys and court filings.
They've never asked for a meeting with the governor or anyone on our staff. They've never presented us with any new information. Everything we've gotten has been through the press, and it's very clear that they're waging a PR campaign because they're not confident at all about their legal footing.
That's Alex Wentz, who's the Oklahoma governor spokesman for Governor Mary Fallon. The fact that they're late doesn't necessarily speak to the question of whether Mr. Glossop is guilty or not. What is the condition or the status of Mr. Sneed, who has reportedly recanted his testimony?
Well, he's currently incarcerated in a medium security facility in Lexington, which is about an hour southeast of Oklahoma City. And the defense is arguing that the police coaxed Sneed into giving up Glossop as part of a plea deal to keep him off death row. His motives for standing by his story, the defense says he's in a medium security facility, and admitting Glossop's innocence could jeopardize that, possibly expose him to further charges, maybe have him sent to a maximum security facility, or possibly even face the death penalty. And the defense argues that Sneed has absolutely nothing to gain by taking that risk.
How seriously are people taking this reported recantation by Mr. Sneed and even the suggestion that he was the one who murdered Mr. Van Treese?
Well, there are certainly quite a few people taking it seriously. There was a petition submitted earlier this month by Sister Helen Prejean. She's an outspoken death penalty opponent. It had more than 270,000 signatures asking for clemency. It's not clear how many of those were Oklahomans. She also has the support of Susan Sarandon, who played Prejean in the 1995 film Dead Man Walking. There's been national and even international attention. One of Glossop's witnesses during his execution today is a British journalist, the founder of the Innocence Project, an attorney named Barry Scheck, who was also involved in O.J. Simpson's murder trial. He submitted a letter asking for a stay of execution, and that was signed by Barry Switzer, the former University of Oklahoma and Dallas Cowboys football coach. He's a hugely popular figure in this state. And former U.S. Senator Tom Coburn, who was one of the most conservative members of Congress over the last decade. So there's bipartisan support for at least taking a second look at this case.
And Susan Sarandon's statement here is typical of the campaign that you've just outlined there.
Just from the record of how many people have been exonerated in Oklahoma, you would think that they would stop doing it because there have been so many people that have been proven to be innocent. They're over 20. In other countries, you know, that was a good enough reason to abolish the death penalty, but in America it doesn't seem to be.
Are there special circumstances in Oklahoma that complicate the politics of this case?
Well, Oklahoma is certainly a state that is supportive of the death penalty. We've executed 112 people since the state resumed executions in 1990, and that's second only to the state of Texas. We're also the first state in the nation to use lethal injection. We have 48 current death row inmates, and again, Oklahoma has been in a national spotlight ever since the botched execution of Clayton Lockett in 2014 that led to a reexamination of the procedure. As you mentioned, the Supreme Court found on a 5-4 decision in June that Oklahoma's lethal injection procedure is constitutional. There were some questions raised about whether the sedative midazolam produces a deep coma-like state and whether or not that violates Eighth Amendment prohibition of cruel and unusual punishment. And Richard Glossop was actually the lead plaintiff in that case.
Brian Hardzinski, thanks so much.
John, it's been my pleasure to be with you today.
Brian Hardzinski is a digital news editor for KGOU Radio in Norman, Oklahoma.